USA News, I'm Lance Pry. Ukrainian President Zelensky called for the West to speed up deliveries of weapons to Kyiv as Ukrainian forces battle to keep Russian troops from advancing. Russian forces have battled Ukrainian positions in the country's east in recent weeks, pushing for a breakthrough before tanks pledged to Kyiv's partners begin to arrive on the battlefield. The Biden administration is considering cutting off Chinese telecommunications giant Huawei Technologies from U.S. suppliers over national security concerns by tightening export controls targeting the firm. Should the administration move forward, it would mark the latest clash between the world's two largest economies. Washington policymakers are seeking to counter China's industrial policy they say threatens Western interests. The final two COVID emergency policies here in the United States are being extended and coming to an end.
The Biden administration announcing it will end two emergencies related to the COVID-19 pandemic. Administration officials telling Congress that on May 11th, both the national emergency and public health emergency will come to a close, ending most of the COVID relief money. Republicans in Congress trying to get that date moved up. The World Health Organization said this week that the pandemic is at a transition point. I'm John Schaefer.
The city of Detroit has $100 million in scholarships to be given out to people who want to learn new skills. Mayor Mike Duggan said last night the Learn to Earn scholarship program will pay people $10 an hour for as many as 20 hours a week to get their high school diploma, learn to read, and more.
Anybody who feels like you've been left behind, tonight is the night we're going to talk about scholarships for you.
The Detroit Scholarship Fairs will be held February 2nd, 9th, 16th, and 22nd.
You can start this month and make $200 a week learning to read.
This is USA News.
For adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy, now there's Skyrizi, risankizumab riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months, and Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Nothing in me go hand in hand. Nothing on my skin, that's my new place. Nothing is
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, you could achieve 90% clearer skin. Ask your doctor about the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis and visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Charges against R&B singer R. Kelly are now being dropped.
The disgraced R&B star and convicted sex trafficker already faces the potential of a life in prison on earlier convictions. And so, the state's attorney in Cook County, Illinois, says she's decided to drop 4 more cases against R. Kelly. The announcement came from prosecutor Kim Fox in Chicago Monday. Back in 2021, Kelly was convicted on racketeering and sex trafficking charges and was sentenced to 30 years in prison. I'm Ryan Daniels.
2 emperor tamarin monkeys were stolen from their habitat at the Dallas Zoo, the latest in a string of animal thefts at the zoo this month. An animal care team discovered that 2 monkeys were missing on Monday morning and alerted police. Trouble at the zoo began on January 13th when a clotted leopard named Nova escaped from an opening intentionally cut into her habitat. Nova was eventually found uninjured after a lengthy search. Former President Trump on Monday filed a lawsuit against journalist Bob Woodward for $49 million. Trump said that recordings of interviews the pair did were released without his permission. Woodward and lawsuit co-defendant publisher Simon & Schuster called Trump's suit without merit and vowed to aggressively defend against it. Hockey's Chicago Blackhawks confirmed 84-year-old Bobby Hull has died. Hull is the Blackhawks' all-time leading goal-getter with 604. Lance Pry, USA News.
Hi, this is Joe Cordell at the law firm Cordell & Cordell. When the prospect of divorce becomes a reality, you need a partner that you can count on. If you're a man in this situation, consider contacting Cordell & Cordell. We've helped men navigate complex legal matters for 30 years.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firms online at CordellCordell.com. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Online at CordellCordell.com. CordellCordell.com.